This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. In the days since the election and big Republican losses, two House Republican leaders have already stepped down. Senate Democrats are basking in their expanded majority, and they're also trying to figure out what to do about independent Joe Lieberman. In a moment, we'll check in with our political brain trust. First, we have this report from NPR's Brian Naylor.
Just to recap, Joe Lieberman was reelected 2 years ago as an independent after losing the Democratic primary in Connecticut. He's since caucused with Democrats, essentially providing them their one-vote majority, and chairs the Homeland Security Committee. He tends to vote with Democrats on most issues except Iraq. Last summer, he endorsed his friend and fellow Iraq hawk, Republican John McCain, and then crossed the line in the eyes of many Democrats by going to the Republican convention and criticizing the Democratic presidential nominee.
Senator Barack Obama is a gifted and eloquent young man who I think can do great things for our country in the years ahead. But my friends, eloquence is no substitute for a record, not in these tough times for America.
Those words now haunt Lieberman. Democrats have picked up at least six new Senate seats and no longer need him for a majority. Majority Leader Harry Reid met with Lieberman yesterday, later releasing a statement saying that Lieberman's, quote, comments and actions have raised serious concerns. Lieberman himself spoke to reporters, sounding a new theme.
The election is over, and I completely agree with President-elect Obama that we must now unite to get our economy going again and to keep the American people safe.
But Democrats may not be so quick to turn the page. Lieberman could be removed from his committee chairmanship and kicked out of the Democratic caucus. He may also be invited to join with Republicans. Meanwhile, on the other side of the Capitol, there are some shakeups among House Republican leaders following back-to-back elections with double-digit losses. Out is Roy Blunt of Missouri, the number two in the GOP hierarchy, and Adam Putnam of Florida, number three. Minority Leader John Boehner says he intends to seek re-election to his post, and so far no one stepped up to challenge him. There's intrigue in the Democratic ranks, too. California Democrat Henry Waxman intends to challenge John Dingell, one of the last of the old bulls, for the chairmanship of the powerful Energy and Commerce Committee. Democrats also now have to fill the post of caucus chairman following Rahm Emanuel's decision to become chief of staff in the Obama White House. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.